The toy bar is open! Come wander on in, grab a stool, and hang out with a drink while your hosts and toy barflies, Jason Duvall and Dave Draper, discuss, argue, and celebrate their love of toys, games, and all things collectible. Brought to you by... we'll get back to you on that. This is Dave and Duvall's Toys and Collectibles.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to an all-new episode of Dave and Duvall's Toys and Collectibles right here at ToyWorldOrder.com. And
this was a group effort. We cracked each other up.
Yeah, we did. Dave and I were just discussing...
games, board games.
Board games.
Like war games, board, like the old school super nerdy.
Yeah.
Super nerdy.
Any game you have to break out the fucking little
ruler,
little rulers
T-square,
for. Jesus Christ,
graph
I'm out.
Paper.
I'm out.
Yeah, he gets intimidated by any dice that isn't perfectly cube shaped.
I do. It's scary.
Oh, gotta show you my D100.
No,
it's like a golf ball.
Why would you have such a ridiculous monstrosity?
You need to determine a number between 1 and 100.
Oh no!
And rolling 2 10-siders is just sometimes it's not enough.
Oh God.
And then the 30-sider is really the epitome of the extravagant dice. No, there is never. No one does a 30-sider.
So I had an interview for a part-time job with our local board game store here in town. And one of the questions he asked was, he asked about dice. He's like, do you know the difference between the dice? And I went, no.
You should have said, I got a guy on speed dial who does, yeah. Though.
I'm like, I know they're all used for something. And then we started talking about Thaco.
Thaco, oh, wow.
Thaco, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we started talking about Thaco.
He went old school on your ass. Yeah, that was back when the lower armor class was better.
But one of the questions we were talking about was, I don't remember what brought it up.
You should have been like, can I phone a friend?
Yeah, phone a friend? I was complaining about, I'm like, why do we as nerds have to make things so uberly complicated?
We're nerds.
Oh, he asked me, what's the hardest game that you've ever learned to play? And I said, Too Many Bones.
Oh, there you go.
And I told him, I was like,
was he impressed?
He was actually. He's like, whoa. And I was like, yeah, that game fucking sucked to learn. And it sucks even more to try to teach someone. I'm like, because I tried to teach Dave how to play it, and Dave kind of got it, but there's just, I'm like, when you have a game that has a double-sided laminate, like, thing that tells you what everything does, and it's the size of an 8x11, like, piece of paper, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done. So, yeah, Dave and I were cracking up, because... I was like, just play the game. And Dave was like, this is the game. We are playing the game.
Yeah, he was like, I just want to play the game. It's like, this is the game.
No.
No.
I mean, I'm kind of joking because, yeah, like at some point when the systems get too complicated, my eyes glaze over too.
Yes. I mean, I thought Gloomhaven was tough, but Gloomhaven actually...
Well, you use an app. You cheat.
Well, I do because there's too much to take care of, honestly, for one person. But Too Many Bones, if you've never played it, it's a dice game, basically.
Yeah.
It's an adventure game that uses dice, and it's just beyond complicated. Like, nothing should be this hard.
It is Byzantine.
Yes, it is very Byzantine. Much like Fortune and Glory, which I know Dave loves, and I just cannot get into.
No. Fortune and Glory is more manageable. I just didn't have a good grasp on the rules.
Oh, well.
Let's be fair. That's more of a classic board game.
True.
It's just that I didn't have a grasp on all the mechanics.
True. He asked me, what's your favorite board game? I'm like, Talisman.
Yeah, well, like it's
old school and it's
I don't
amazing.
Think Fortune and Glory is that much more complicated than Talisman.
No, it's
I just,
not.
There were just certain situations that came up that I wasn't prepared for.
True. I'd like to play it again one day.
I would too.
I like that company. Flying Frog Productions makes some good games.
Yeah, it was.
We've got a board game to talk about, but we'll get to that in a while. David, how are you?
Super.
Yeah.
And or duper.
I know it's a lie, but...
Yes.
None of us are quite okay
these days. Yeah, I've been asked that question many times in the last 48 hours. So I'm getting
yes, you have.
Like I sort of explained to one person, it was kind of like, you know, I'm down here in my basement trying to put my toys away, trying not to think about things, and people keep asking me questions about the things I don't want to think about.
Yeah.
And it's like, you see, you don't understand. You think you're helping by getting me to talk about it. And I'm trying not to think about it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to focus on something else because I can't do anything about the things that are bothering me.
True. You have no control over them.
I don't.
That's the worst.
It is the worst. It's not great.
No, it's not.
So anyway, thanks for asking.
Hey, you're welcome.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm all right.
How's the home life?
Eh.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, but Carrie and I, Carrie and I are great. But
oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, we're fine. I don't want anyone to think, oh, God, they're getting divorced. No, we're fine. No, just animal problems.
Yeah, well,
just old animals.
To be fair, what else is new with you, buddy?
Yeah. PowerCon was this last weekend. I don't think anything majorly
is Gen Con this weekend?
Gen Con is happening as we record, speak? Yeah. Okay. It started yesterday, I think.
Okay, sure. Yeah, the guys from Frosthaven were sending out emails from Gen Con. I'm like, where's my fucking game?
Where's my Frosthaven? It's probably
you guys are enjoying yourself at Gen Con on my dime.
Yeah, no shit. I want to go to Gen Con next year.
I mean, we'll see.
Next year's my 45th.
Okay, your 45th Gen Con?
No, my 45th birthday. Jackass. We went on my 40th. Go again on my 45th.
Wow, has it been 5 years or 4 years?
Yeah.
Yikes.
It has been. Time flies when you're having fun, David.
Okay. Apparently the reverse is true as well.
True.
Anyway, I mean, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
It's impossible to have any conversation without bumping into certain
realities.
It's like, let me just put it this way. If we're allowed, I would love to go.
Yes. But PowerCon was this last weekend in Anaheim, California, the Anaheim Convention Center. I don't think anything real, like, earth-shattering came out of it. I know they showed off...
I know Mondo showed off a bunch of crap.
Yeah.
I think they showed off a bunch of stuff that had been announced for Revelations. Yes. Well, the big thing was confirming Sunman.
Yes, they confirmed Sunman, which we had talked about.
Yes.
So we talked about that. Yeah, Mondo showed off some new. They're doing a Battle Cat, and they're doing a number of other characters in the line.
I mean, yeah.
Mattel just basically showed off sculpts for stuff that we'd already known was coming.
But I think Sunman was an official, like, because I think maybe that was the thing we talked about last week, right before PowerCon, was that they officially announced it.
Yes. They said Master Universe isn't going away in 2023, but they have no plans to discontinue Origins, because apparently there's a big rumor that we're going to discontinue Origins.
I mean, it's one of those lines, like, you don't see anything but the He-Mans and the Skeletors anywhere.
Yes. Spring Origins releases are Buzz Off, Jitsu, and Sorceress, Anti-Eternia, He-Man, Clawful, and First Appearance Trapjaw, and deluxe figures with Dragon Claw Skeletor, which is Terra Claw Skeletor, and Flying Fist He-Man. They're doing Stridor. The Masterverse stuff, we're getting Fisto, Scareglow, Andra, who is Tila's...
The girl from... Yeah, I know. I've got a pre-order on Big Bad.
And Stinkor, as well as we got to see Merman and a classic Tila. The deluxe figures of that line are Trapjaw, Triclops, which Triclops comes... You can put him in his regular garb or in his robe, which is neat.
Neat.
And an unknown figure they haven't shown yet, which is probably something they don't want to ruin for the last 5 episodes. King Grayskull, and that will be a Target exclusive. There are other Masterverse figures coming besides the Revelation stuff. New Eternia, Princess of Power, and He-Man and the Masters of the Universe, which is the second Netflix series that's happening right now.
So they're doing Masterverse versions of those?
Yes.
Interesting.
New Eternia features original characters' designs inspired by classic Motu concepts.
Well, I wonder, like, because I had said last week, that one thing that I was sad about Origins was that they were doing characters in that line they hadn't done for classics. And what we're talking about now, what's the name of the line we're talking about right now?
It's Masterverse, New Eternia.
Masterverse, yeah. Okay. So, like, Masterverse is basically classic style.
Yes.
So, like, it would be kind of neat if you slipped in Sunman and the Masterverse line.
Yes.
I'd buy it.
The big news for 2022 is that all Origins figures will be available going forward on the Mattel Creations website in 2022. Will start with the First Appearance Triclops, which is on sale on the Masterverse site now.
Mm-hmm.
And also, it's already sold out, but the PowerCon exclusives from this year were offered on Mattel Creations site on Monday morning, and they sold out kind of instantly.
Yeah, apparently they popped up on Big Bad for like 2 seconds, too.
Yeah. They talked about Sunman. The deluxe Sunman is available on Mattel Creations, and I think he might be sold out. He might still be available, but it will have a mini comic with an elaborate backstory, which introduces him into the world of Motu. So, he and he's considered to be as powerful as He-Man.
Okay.
That's what they said. So, kind of interesting. The figures, though, I think he's got. The pictures are washed out because they took them off the.
They look like He-Man looks.
Yeah.
Looks like Morty in the last episode of.
Gee, Rick.
Why is my skin pink?
Your skin's all weird, Morty. You look like one of those newborn rats.
Yeah.
The first appearance of Triclops is kind of neat. Or Trapjaw, I mean. The deluxe figures, of course, are. Stridor is neat. Origin Stridor is kind of cool. I like that you can make him classic inspired Stridor, or like you can put the new headgear on him as well.
He comes with like a little bit of grass and a little fence to jump.
Yeah, he does. It's kind of cute.
It's weird.
And he comes with a little lead that you can,
Oh, okay, that's what that is.
Yeah. So they can control him, which is weird, but
he's a robot horse. He controls himself.
I know, exactly.
Well, he does what he wants.
The Masterverse stuff, the Merman's cool because it's the all scarred up Merman, and then of course classic Tila. Stinkor's neat.
Yeah, I got him on pre-order too.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah, I see this, Canadian. The trap jaw.
Yeah,
that made me happy to see that it was the deluxe. I was like, oh. And then the, so there's the Triclops. There's a trap jaw with the.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah.
With the cult thing from the show.
Yep, which is fucking neat.
Triclops, for those of you who didn't watch the show, Triclops kind of was sort of taken over for Skeletor. He'd taken over Snake Mountain and created this sort of techno cult.
Yeah.
And a couple of the bad guys were in the cult.
Yeah.
And have these robes.
The Masterverse King Grayskull actually comes with the 2000X swords, basically. The same style. The blades are a little different, but the hilts are the same.
Gotcha.
That's kind of neat.
Well, the 2000X sword was the mechanical one. The chromed, like that was.
Well, maybe this is. I'm thinking more of like Skeletor's sword because Skeletor came with that two-part sword.
I'm vaguely remembering that there was. I mean, they also did like a two-part sword too. I don't know.
The new Eternia stuff is like Vicor is one of the figures it looks like, and a Skeletor that's been redesigned kind of. So, yeah. And then, of course, the new Masters show.
Yeah. From what I hear, that's actually...
Everyone that
I've heard, it's not particularly faithful to Masters.
No.
Like, it could be any generic show, but, like, the show itself is kind of good.
Yeah. That's what I keep hearing, too. So I'm like, well, I'll get around to it eventually.
It's like, I don't really care about Masters to begin with, so if they screwed it up, it doesn't really
bother me. One of the other big things was Four Horsemen showed off their Cosmic Legions at PowerCon.
Hey, it's like Mythic Legions, but in outer space.
Yeah, they're all in outer space.
Wow.
They're kind of neat.
Mythic Legions was super fucking cool.
I know.
It just ain't on scale.
New universe known as Cosmarium. Figures range in price from $25 to $80, which is the Hulking Slog, which is this big...
Is that the green dude?
This big dude. Ah,
of course. He was the one I was like, ooh, he's cool.
Yeah, he's $80.
Of course he is. Well, some of the giant Cyclopses and stuff for Mythic were pretty expensive.
In addition to purchasing the figures individually, collectors will have the option for an all-in at $500, as well as weapon and alternate hand gestures in the package. So
that includes click on that. Click it.
You want to see Slog?
Yeah, because I'm probably going to get him.
Yeah, he's neat.
He's kind of cool.
Yeah, he's kind of cool. They're neat. I mean, they're Mythic Legions.
I mean, neat. They're it's a cool toy line. It's just, like, the only ones that I tend to get are the ones that are, like, weird so you can fudge the scale.
Yes. The big forearm guy looks like a dude from Ben 10.
Ben 10, or I was thinking John Carter.
Oh, yeah, John Carter. Yeah. One of the Mars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
these inset guys, which are kind
of
neat.
Oh, yeah. On the advice of our lawyers, we have never seen a movie called Star Wars Attack of the Clones. Or the sequences that took place on Geonosis.
Never. We have never heard of a game called Mass Effect.
We both went there. Well, I mean, that's what they're doing, right? It's kind of a...
Yes.
Hey, look at all the sci-fi stuff that you love. Here's one comprehensive toy line that sort of takes bits from all of them.
Yay, we've kind of taken some ideas here.
We did that with the fantasy stuff, too. It's just fantasy is a little bit messier and broader with less iconic stuff
that's
instantly recognized.
Yeah. Loot Crates... So the fourth and final Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Loot Crate was... We knew it was a Donatello. We knew it was Dark Turtle, but we hadn't seen pictures. They finally released pictures of Dark Turtle, and it's basically Donatello as Batman.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Okay. Well, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, we're looking at the pictures. Yes, it's Donatello as Batman.
They say Dark Donnie also features the same interchangeable technology as and is compatible with NECA's Turtles in Disguise figures. So was it made by NECA? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Loot Crate's owned by NECA now. So,
oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. They've owned Loot Crate for a while now.
Yeah, I didn't really... First of all, it's kind of news that Loot Crate is still a thing.
Yeah, well, they've just been using it for turtle figures and for, like, exclusive... Because they did... The first one they ever did was the spirit of Splinter from the scene in the first Turtle movie where he's in the fire.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, that was the first Loot Crate they did.
I remember the scene. I don't remember the toy or the Loot Crate.
So, Loot Crate is... And, of course, they just ship them in these weird Loot Crate boxes that say what they are, and people are getting them stolen.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That feels like a flaw.
Yes, it does. Officially licensed by Marvel, a company called Fan Home is offering an authentic Iron Man model. This is one of those... I've watched... There's a guy named Wayne... Wayne's Models Wayne. Or something like that on YouTube that I watch. I can't think of what his actual channel's name is. But he builds these. He buys these, like, multi-kit models. Like, he's built the DeLorean...
I got a guy like that too on my feed.
Yeah, he's still building the Ghostbusters Ecto-1.
My guy's doing the Ecto-1. He's been doing the Enterprise D.
He's building that. There was an R2-D2 that they did. There's this big Terminator, like T-800 Terminator that they've done and he's built.
Does he also do like reviews? Of Transformers?
No.
Okay, that's a different guy.
Yeah, my guy is, it's World of Wayne, I think is what it's called.
The reason I got that guy on my channel is because he would do videos of just transforming the thing. Like, he'd do reviews, but he'd also do a separate one where you just see him go piece by piece transforming.
Right.
And, of course, I'm not very good with Transformers.
Gotcha, yeah. World of Wayne is what it's called. Yeah. I'm subscribed to. He's a guy out of the UK, so he builds all these. He's building...
My guy's an American.
He's building a Porsche 9170KH. Battleship Bismarck, he's building.
Wow.
X-Wing Live, or the X-Wing, Star Wars X-Wing, that he's building. Ecto-1, he's currently building. The Peugeot 205 1.9 GTI, which is a little, you know.
I know what a Peugeot is.
Yeah. He's building a Mitsubishi A6M Zero Fighter, so an old warplane. The Star Trek Enterprise D, the Spitfire MK1A.
I think people have gotten the point by now.
So many of these that they've done, man. They've just done so...
And they're doing an Iron Man one.
They are doing an Iron Man. He's building the Iron Man one right now, so...
I don't know if Mark is or not.
But basically, it's a 24-inch...
That's big. That's 2 feet.
Detailed and fully articulated large-scale reproduction of Tony Stark's... Mark III. Yeah,
Tony Hark, the most radical superhero of them all.
24 inches tall. The Iron Man model is made of metal and high-quality ABS. It's completely posable, offering a variety of movements. The reactor, hand repulsors, boot thrusters, and mask visor have LED lights. The first issue is $1.99, and then if I had to guess, all the other issues are probably... $20 a piece, probably. Jeez,
they just want to get you in, don't they?
That's how they do it.
The first one's free.
Oh, Fan Home also did the R2-D2, so that's who the R2-D2 came through. I would say, let's see, Iron Man, the first, I think, is it the first issue, the first four issues? It is the first.
So is there an actual magazine you can read that comes with this show?
Well, these magazines they come with, basically it tells you the story of the character, it gives you little, you know, info about it, and it's also your instruction manual.
Ah.
So, the first shipment is, the first two issues, one's $1, one's $6.50, so it's like $8 plus shipping. And then it looks like they're going to send you four a month at $12.99 a piece. Yeah. Whereas the Back to the Future and the Ecto-1 are like four issues a month at $50 a piece. Or $50 total. So
okay. That's a little less ridiculous. Sorry.
So those, I mean, they're cool, but, and as much as I would love to build one, when it's all said and done, you add it up, you're like, the Ecto-1 costs like $2,000 to build. DeLorean costs like $2,500 to build.
I'm good with the Lego sets.
And we almost had a deal with those guys. They contacted me years ago. I don't remember what we must have looked at something that they've done. And he
did they do the cat paws?
Maybe.
Really?
Maybe. That guy contacted me and he's like, hey, we're doing all this other stuff. And I was like, you know, we would love to get all the Back to the Future issues so we can just kind of do a comprehensive overview and review of them. And he's like, oh, yeah, we'll work on that. And then he never got back to me on it. So that made me sad. I was like, oh.
Sorry.
McFarlane's Warhammer 40K Universe figures are getting Gene Stealers, Reavers, and Orcs. So anyone who's played Warhammer 40K will be very familiar with those characters.
Sure they will.
The Tyranids, the Gene Stealers.
Yeah,
the
Tyranids, yeah.
That's what they're called, is Tyranids. The big forearm alien creatures from the game. The, yeah, there's a...
See, I don't know what those are. There's a Cthulhu-looking thing.
Yeah, the Ymgarl Gene Stealer.
Yeah, I don't know what those are, because I'm not super familiar with the Warhammer lore.
Yeah.
If anyone who listens to the show is because I've screwed up some of the characters in the past.
What?
I have. I'm surprised nobody, like, really called me out on that. But anyway, like, I'm a little more familiar now, but I haven't heard of those guys. They look cool, though.
Yeah.
And I wish that wasn't, like, the Gene Stealer figure is, what do they call it? It's, like, it's not painted.
Yes, the
But there's, like, they do that with this, McFarlane does that with this line where he releases these kind of unpainted
primed
ones.
Primed figures, yeah,
yeah.
So you can paint them.
Okay, I have no skill.
Yes.
Just you're a professional toy maker.
They're doing an Ultramarines Reaver with bolt carbine.
Yeah.
So the Marines are very cool.
Oh, the Marines are super cool.
Yeah, the Marines are super cool.
And then the Orcs. So here's the thing. None of the Orc, like, battle suits are red.
Yeah.
But red makes it go faster.
Mm, yes.
No, this is official. Know. Like, apparently this is an actual power that the Orcs have. That if something's red, it goes faster.
I know. I am familiar enough with that. The Orc Mega Knob with Buzzsaw. He's got two big old buzzsaws on his hands, which are kind of cool.
Yeah.
The Orc Mega Knob with Shudia. Or with Shuda. So just Shuda. A big gun.
Shuda.
Shuda. And then the Orc Big Mech.
Yeah, it was funny. I went on a last year, last fall, about a year ago. God. I went on a little bit of a deep dive on YouTube of Warhammer lore. Because
yes.
You know, I was interested.
Yeah.
It was funny because all these videos were very sort of dark and serious, and you know,
oh yeah,
Slaanesh and the Inquisition, and
And
then they got to the Orc episode, and it was just all like you just couldn't do it without the goofy '80s shit. Like all the images were from the '80s,
right.
All goofy and ridiculous.
Yes,
red makes it go faster.
Yep. Oh, good old
Orcs. Which is funny.
Warhammer 40K is one of the most expensive tabletop games to play.
Oh, yeah.
Because armies for that can cost you upwards of $3,000.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit.
Have you seen the books?
Oh, yeah.
Books are like a phone book.
Yeah, and you basically have to buy new ones every year.
Yeah.
It's like Scientology for board gamers.
I mean, that's an odd little...
Knock at Scientology.
Potentially litigious reference to make, and entirely your own.
Yes.
I do not... I in no way endorse that statement.
But Dave agrees with it.
No, I don't.
Yes, he does.
No, not at all. But yeah, it's definitely you got to love that game. It's an investment.
Yes. We got better pictures of the Hot Toys Marvel What If Captain Carter. So we had talked about her in the past, but we hadn't really gotten any good looks at her. Spectacular looking figure as always.
Of course it is.
We know that we're getting. Steve and the, what do they call it? The Hydra Stomper. So we know that's coming too, and we got pictures of her standing with Steve and the Hydra Stomper. The Hydra Stomper is awesomely huge.
Yeah.
And Steve will fit inside of said Hydra Stomper. So
Jesus.
Plus, she can ride on the back of said Hydra Stomper. So it's fucking cool. It's neat. She's cool. She comes with the sword she has at the end of that episode, as well as the shield. Of course, her Captain Carter shield. And she picks up a sword to fight off the big Cthulhu monster from Guardians 2 that she fights. And a display stand and some hands and two different... I can't tell if she got two heads or if the hair is articulated. I think the hair is articulated.
Okay.
because they went with sculpted hair on her because she's animated instead of doing, you know. So, but we also got a look at, this was a surprise to me, Hot Toys is doing Marty and Doc from Back to the Future Part 3. So I was like, oh shit. I was like, that's kind of cool.
That is cool.
of course, Marty comes with two different outfits.
Nice.
He comes with the outfit from the end, and I don't know if he's going to come with
The stove.
Oh, he does. Yep, yeah, he does.
I figured he would. Yeah. It's Hot Toys.
Yeah. So he comes with that from the end of the film, dressed as Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood.
And then, of course, from the scene...
He comes with the Frisbee pie pan,
yep.
Jesus, Hot Toys.
Yeah. And then Doc looks amazing.
So does it come with... Are they two separate figures, or is it a box set?
They are two separate figures.
Because I was thinking maybe if it was a box set, it would come with the clock, too.
And we know that they're going to do a Back to the Future 3 DeLorean, because it is pictured.
Yeah, but you got to do the horses, too.
You would have to do the horses as well, yes. I love the picture of Doc and Marty sitting on top of the...
I do, too.
Yeah.
I love... Like, my favorite DeLorean is Part 2 with the hover stuff.
Yep.
But there's something about the... Just how totally effed up the DeLorean gets by the end of that movie.
Oh, God, the third movie.
With the suitcase that's basically just supposed to be a chip.
Yeah.
Made out of 1950s technology. Yeah. And the 1950s wheels, the white walls.
The white walls.
I love that it just gets so cobbled together and... I don't know. I like those movies a lot. I know that you love them.
Oh God, I love them. So
I
much.
Like them very much.
I love them so much that I saw the 4K version at Walmart several weeks ago, and I went, "Well, I'm buying that."
Yeah.
Because I think I've owned that on just about every format now. But Marty also comes with the picture of him and Doc
from
the end of the film. Yep, from the clock. As well as it looks like he comes with the picture of the tombstone because he's showing Doc in one of the pictures. Comes with the hoverboard. Comes with the pie tin. Yep, he comes with the picture of the...
Does it come with the derby that his ancestor gives him?
No.
Doesn't Seamus give him a derby?
I thought so.
He gives him a hat. I know he gives him a hat.
He also comes with the walkie-talkie from the 50s that's all, like, cobbled together with batteries.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and Doc. God, I love that Doc figure. Because Doc comes with this sniper rifle. Yes. Yeah. It's fucking gorgeous. I saw these pictures today, and I was like, I've never been more excited for figures I will never buy. And Doc, of course, comes with two outfits, the one from when you first see him, Back to the Future 3 and the Wild West, and then when he dances with Clara at the party.
Yeah.
So he comes with the...
Super cool.
Yeah, he comes with a little bow tie. This thing can shoot a flea off the back of a dog at 100 meters, Tannen.
I don't like it that well that I know all the dialogue.
It comes with his revolver. I'm just kind of flipping through the pictures to see. He comes with a walkie-talkie, of course. He comes with the little DeLorean that they make.
Oh, the little wooden DeLorean.
Yes.
Yes.
He comes with his stopwatch. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful, beautiful couple of figures.
Why do you torment me so?
I know. God, it's beautiful. I don't know. They don't have a listing up for Big Bad Toy Store. Usually they do, because Big Bad Toy Store usually...
I saw a picture.
But yeah, I don't think they're doing them as a set. I could be wrong.
I don't know. That's why I was asking.
That's where we're going right now, ladies and gentlemen. Oh God, the site can't be reached. Try it again. Try it again. Try it again.
Too slow.
Try it again.
Come on, phone. Come on. You can do it.
No!
Nope, they're sold separately.
Damn it. Oh, well.
At least on Big Buy Toy Store.
Yeah, damn it.
$284.99.
Yeah, Jesus. McFarlane Toys also is releasing a box set for Suicide Squad that comes with an exclusive King Shark figure with a bloody mouth.
Jesus, that's three King Shark figures.
Yep, look for it in December with for $124.99. So it looks like they all come with the same stuff they do, except that King Shark has a bloody mouth. So it's the same four figures, but it's the helmeted versions of Peacemaker and...
Bloodsport.
Yeah, Bloodsport, but yeah, bloody mouth King Shark.
You know who was a big character in that movie? Huh. Ratcatcher.
Yeah, and they have not done a Ratcatcher yet.
Yeah, they need to do a Ratcatcher. I mean, quit. Also, Harley, well, she did wear that outfit through a lot of the movies.
Yeah, she did wear that outfit through the whole, like, the back half of the film.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah.
I mean, it worked in the film, I just don't want it for an action figure.
No, I feel you. Super 7 teased us with Wave 6 of their Ultimates TMNT line with the picture of the wacky walk-in Mouser.
Okay.
So a version of that vintage toy, which was always fun. And you can never find completely clean because people put the stickers on them. Because it came with a little sheet of stickers you could put on, like, flies in their mouths. And,
oh, okay.
Yeah. So that's kind of neat. So I'm sure we'll be seeing Wave 6 here sooner than later from Super 7. Mezco.
You say so.
Is going to release an ultimate 18-inch tall Godzilla figure.
That's not ultimate.
That's barely enough. Will measure a gargantuan 3 feet from teeth to tail.
Yeah, but that's all tail.
Yeah.
18 inches tall is barely over a foot.
He'll only have 10 points of articulation.
Okay.
Including a hinged jaw and a tail with an internal skeleton armature that's durable yet highly poseable.
That means rubber.
He'll also feature lights and sounds, activated via buttons discreetly hidden on his back. Depress these buttons to activate Godzilla's light-up function and to hear his monstrous roar.
Man.
$450.
What a bargain.
Free shipping, though.
Hey, there you go. To the contiguous U.S.
18 inches tall and 3 feet long, basically. 33 inches from teeth to tail.
I don't even like the... I know that head sculpt's from a certain era, and
yeah.
I don't like it.
Yeah. He's neat looking, but my God.
Meh.
Talk about expensive.
It's a foot tall thing. It's 3 feet tall because that's all that tail.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Easy skip.
Yep.
See?
It's all tail. It's got to be all tail. He's got to balance somehow. McFarlane also showed off their Princess Bride figures officially, and I'll be honest, they don't look that great. I don't think they look that great. Like,
just take a stand.
Wesley's all right.
They all look okay, except for Andre. Except for Andre.
Jesus, man.
Mandy Patinkin.
Yeah, Mandy Patinkin.
Indigo Montoya.
Indigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
Like, I don't know who these are for.
There's still a big following of Princess Bride. Buttercup looks all right.
Buttercup looks
like... Robin Wright?
Robin Wright, I believe. Yeah. If that's who that is. It's been a long time.
Yep.
I don't know.
And then, Andre head sculpt, bad. Man. Mm-mm, no. Everything else looks fine, is that the head sculpt that just, no.
Well, yeah, it's hard to kind of screw up a tunic.
It is. Yeah, that Fezzik figure is just not great.
Yeah, Fezzik. See, I want, like... I would want the Wallace Shawn figure.
Yes.
Because I'm me and I'm
inconceivable.
Here. Never deal with a Sicilian when death is on the line. I can't remember the exact quote.
Oh man. He pops up a lot in Young Sheldon, which is the spinoff show to your favorite show, Big Bang Theory.
Yes.
Which actually Young Sheldon I think is a much better show than Big Bang Theory.
That would be hard.
But he shows up, Wallace Shawn shows up on that a lot because he's one of his teachers. In college, and every time he shows up, I just look at Carrie and go, inconceivable!
And then she questions her life.
She does. She just sighs and shakes her head. She's like, Jesus Christ, why did I marry this idiot? There's an Amazon exclusive Hasbro Fortnite Victory Royal Series deluxe pack that has the figures of Jules and Ohm in it.
Good old Jules and Ohm.
Basically, it's the...
It's the mechanic girl and apparently a robot owl.
Robot owl.
Or falcon.
That's an owl, I think.
I think it's a falcon.
Falcon. Oh, Jesus.
See what I did there?
No, I did.
I combined falcon and owl.
And I feel fucking terrible
for
you.
It's a portmanteau.
No, I get it. It's awful, but I get it.
The scale of these toys, anyway. Are these the 6-inch ones?
You know...
It seems like Jazzwares is still cracking out the 4-inch ones.
It is 6-inch. Yeah, 6-inch.
So I'm doing the cars now. Like apparently the truck is like really cool.
Really?
And I am surprised that it's on shelves because like I am genuinely surprised that more people haven't gone, oh, I could paint this, I could paint flames on the front and make it Movie Optimus.
Yeah.
And you can put figures in it.
Yeah, which is fucking neat. We don't.
And apparently that truck is really cool.
Really?
Like, as a toy. Like,
have you not sexually seen it on shelves?
I've seen it on shelves. I'm saying I'm surprised that, like...
Oh, I'm surprised you haven't bought it.
Yeah, it's come close. Yeah. I've come very, very close.
Dave cherry picks a lot of Fortnite stuff, but I've noticed the shelves for the I've noticed the shelves for the Fortnite thing have grown exponentially in like the last year.
If someone's gonna make 4-inch figures, I'm gonna buy them.
Yeah, I know. Dave's like, fuck it, I'm in.
If Hasbro don't wanna,
and especially when they make weird characters like the banana and.
Oh, I love the food guy. I love the banana guy. I love the food mascot guys.
Yes,
they did like a another set of them. So there's like a hot dog guy and a taco guy.
Oh, Jesus. That's awesome.
There's a new Christmas set, and there's a guy that's like, it's like a ghillie suit, but it's a Christmas tree.
Oh, nice.
Like, I don't like the other two in the set, so I didn't get it yet, but like, I just like, oh, come on. It's like a ghillie suit, but it's a Christmas tree.
It's a Christmas tree.
I gotta love it.
We haven't talked about board games, and of course, we started the show out talking about board games, but there is a new Kickstarter out by the company CMON, which if you're not familiar with CMON...
It's funny, because we were talking about this before the show, and I'm like, what did they do? Because I'm trying to get an idea of what you were talking about, and you're like... I can't remember. And then you walk out here and you're like, oh, yeah, they did Rise of Moloch. And
yeah, they did Rise of Moloch.
It was like, click. Oh, I know what you're talking about.
CMON is a studio and tabletop publisher that has published games, popular games such as Zombicide, Blood Rage, The Others, Rising Sun, which was the one I mentioned earlier. And you were like, I've never heard of that. Massive Darkness, Arcadia Quest, Dark Age, Rum and Bones, as well as The Rise of Moloch, which we are fans of. Dave and I both like that game a lot. Yeah. They got the license to do where Arshan, the company Arshan, got the license to do a Masters Universe game in the UK. CMON got the license to do the Masters Universe game in the States.
I hate crap like that.
The Arshan one, I think, is based more on the Filmation characters in the cartoon. The CMON one is based specifically on the toy line.
Gotcha.
So, they launched this past Monday, there are 14 days to go. The goal
that's a short. I mean, they made it quickly, but that's a short window.
The goal was $200,000. They're $50,000 shy of a million at this point. Yeesh. Like it was something I knew as soon as went up was gonna fucking skyrocket it. I think people need to understand with CMON, like there are two different backer pledges. There's one for $110 that just gets you the base game, the Kickstarter rewards, and the exclusive faker that you can only get off Kickstarter. And then there's a $220 one, which gets you the base game, which gets you all the stuff I just mentioned, plus the Assault on Castle Grayskull expansion, plus there's a plastic Castle Grayskull game pack that comes with a bunch of stuff, so it'll get you all that. People are backing this at $220 thinking they're all in. There's no such thing with CMON as an all-in. Like, they're going to continue to reveal expansion packs.
Okay, but you know what? Because you had said that it was you had said that someone we know had backed at an all-in thing.
Yes.
And like, if they don't call it all-in, I don't have a problem with that.
Correct, and it's not called all-in.
Yeah, so long as you don't call
it. But they're calling it all-in, and
that's their mistake.
Right.
Like, believe me, I have dealt with Kickstarters that say it's all-in, and it's not all-in.
Yeah, it's not all-in.
Like, I have a very... And here's the thing, because I want to not sound too entitled and say that, like, if I back something all in, you owe me everything your company needs for the rest of your eternity.
But for that line that
what you're building with that Kickstarter money and is coming out in whatever that initial release is, I think that's all in. If you do a second wave, you know, 6 months later, that's different.
That's different.
But if you're doing something that's like this comprehensive thing, like, I don't like buying a whole... I've had Kickstarters where, like, buy wave two, buy wave three.
Right, right.
It's like, no. Yeah. I went all in, you fucks.
But CMON's very interesting in this aspect for people who've never dealt with the company. Not that this is a bad thing, but CMON is very known for revealing expansion sets as the Kickstarter goes on, and those expansion sets are not included in the highest pledge. You have to add them to your pledge. So it's an extra $50 every time they do an expansion pack. The base game for this right now is pretty interesting because it's sitting at... let's see, the characters, I'll skip all this for a second. The characters in the base game, you get He-Man on Battle Cat, you get Teela, Man-at-Arms, Orko, Ram-Man, Stratos, Skeletor and Panthor, Triclops, Beast-Man, Evil-Lyn, Merman, and Trap-Jaw. You get a set of Eternian Soldier minions of 8 of those. You get 8 hover robots.
Now that's Filmation.
Yes, that is Filmation, yes. You get 2 elite minion royal guards, 2 elite minion shadow beasts, which is also Filmation. You get the battlefield board, a bunch of double-sided overlays.
Oh, you get the board to play the game on?
I know, right?
Such munificence.
comes with four-player plastic dashboards, a controller, plastic dashboard,
you dice, get the things power you need cubes. To play the game.
Yeah,
wow.
Minion card, like all you know, all the stuff.
Oh wow, this is amazing. I bet you might have
I'm
everything you need to play
the
game. The
list, dickhead. Stop it before.
Yeah, but you're making it sound like
I'm gonna fucking stab you.
You're making it sound like the stuff that's the mechanics of the game are like an ad. Like the miniatures are a thing because you get the characters and people want to know that.
Yeah.
The fact that it comes with the cards you need to play the game is sort of like, duh.
The Kickstarter exclusive.
Although, I will say, to be fair,
yes,
we have dealt with Kickstarters in the past where like the stuff you need to play the game
might not be included. Yeah, no, we have.
So after thinking about
The Kickstarter exclusive stretch goals that have been revealed so far that have been cleared. Buzz Off, Mechanex, Snout Spout, Extendar, Mossman, Clamp Champ, Rock On, Stondar is cleared. They just haven't updated it yet. The Evil Warrior side is Faker, which is the Kickstarter exclusive, which everybody's going to get if they back it. Spikor, Clawful, Webster, Blast Attack, Mosquitor. Yeah, Webstore. Mosquitor, Ninjor, Zodak, which for some reason Zodak's always been kind of, I don't know why they added him to the evil guys when he's not really evil. He's kind of
neutral.
He's neutral, yeah.
Filthy neutrals.
Yeah, there are.
What makes a man have a heart
exactly.
of neutrality?
There's a couple sets of deadly plants. There's some 3D boulders that replace some chipboard boulders in it. There's
gotcha.
Some objective tokens they've made. They're doing these daily secrets, which King Randor miniature as a non playable character. I don't know why they did that. Was day one. Curved overlays were day two. A miniature and playable character, Terraclaw's character, was day... Skeletor was day three. Today was the... Was 10 lesson cards. I don't know what those entail in that.
Well, because we don't know the mechanics of the game yet.
Yep. The expansion, Defender of Grayskull, and just is basically... the assault on Castle Grayskull is... comes with a bunch of...
is that fucking Cowl?
I'll get to that.
Okay.
Comes with more minions, more cards, more tokens, new overlays, new rule books. There's a plastic, like I said, there's a plastic Castle Grayskull pack that replaces just the board graphics. So you get, you know, Castle Grayskull with a hinged jaw. You get you get kind of the weapon stuff that came with Castle Grayskull, the ladder, the gun, the weapons rack, the training... the flag, you know, all that stuff.
That's kind
of
cool.
That's included in the Defender of Grayskull pledge. And then today they announced the Great Rebellion expansion, which is an extra $50. Let's see, where is it? Join the Great Rebellion. There it is. Because that is it's all She-Ra Princess of Power. Of course, it's all She-Ra characters based, the models are based on the Filmation. So people were always already complaining, what have they done to She-Ra? That's not She-Ra.
What the hell? Wait.
That's the original Mattel figure.
Okay.
That's how she looked.
Okay. You say so.
Yep. Trust me, I have that toy. whoever painted these did an amazing job for this because they look gorgeous.
I mean, that looks like a painting, not a painted miniature.
Yeah, that's a painted miniature, my friend.
Is it?
Uh-huh. So we get She-Ra. We get She-Ra on Swiftwind. We get Perfuma. Let's see, Flutterina, Mermista, which that made me go, well, shit. I want the mermaid.
You didn't even get the Mermista figure from Classics.
No, but I have the original Mermista. Bow, so, you know, the classic figure Bow.
Poor old Bow. Yeah.
Let's see, Glimmer, so the toy Glimmer, like that's what the toy looked like, yeah.
Well, I mean, sort of like what it looked like.
Yeah. Frosta, let's see... Bright Moon Archers, you get some minions on there.
If they're archers, why do they have laser guns?
Well, that's a good question.
That's not archery, sir.
I know. And the exclusive bonus is Cal.
Okay.
So, yes, they are doing a Cal figure.
I mean, they're going to... you know what they ought to do is never announce it, but just put it in the box. Looky.
Yes. Yeah.
No, Looky. Like, just make a Looky. Never announce it. Just have it in the box. Like, oh, I found Looky.
Well, that would be... If they do that...
Oh, goddamn, is there a stretch goal already?
No, but if they do that, it'd be clever, and it would probably be underneath everything. Like,
Yeah.
Because we've played mini games where they hide stuff underneath things, and you're like, ah! Okay. Son of a bitch. The next stretch goal is a non-playable Battle Cat. Like, just Battle Cat by himself.
Okay.
They just updated that as we were talking. I want to see the picture of it.
As you were talking.
Yeah, as I was talking. Yeah, there's going to be end up being so many stretch goals for this. Yeah, $1 million is Battle Cat, NPC model and scenario. So there'll be a scenario.
Non-playable.
It'll be a scenario that where you have to either protect Battle Cat or something.
Oh, yeah. You know, so, now that I think about it.
Yeah.
I'm remembering the game that we were talking about earlier.
Yes.
They had scenarios like that.
Yes, they did. So I myself want to back this. I'm going to wait till the last damn minute because it's going to be expensive. I'm going to have to debate on if I want to spend that much money. But I want these miniatures because they look amazing.
Here's the thing, like, because I'm not a big He-Man fan. Even I'm kind of thinking about it. And here's the thing, like, if you don't, if you have any notion of wanting to back this,
yeah,
you need to back the Kickstarter.
Oh yeah, no, absolutely.
Because waiting for this thing to hit the market, you're not going to get as much stuff, and secondary market's going to be miserable. It's going to be bad.
Games, oh, yeah.
Games are a big thing that, like, I don't think people realize how big a thing games have become.
Yeah, they've become huge.
Especially these Kickstarter things.
Yep. If you're curious, the UK version from Archon Studios is interesting because they are doing, it's a game called Master Universe Fields of Eternia. So, whereas...
Oh my god, is the Castle Grayskull like an actual dice tower?
Yes, it is a dice tower.
I know.
The current stretch goals, this was backed. It is fully funded. I know, Dave.
I want it. No, I don't think you understand. Get it. Get it.
I can't.
Get it for me.
Well, you probably can't. Once it goes for sale, somebody's going to offer for sale. But they will not ship this into the United States. You have to know somebody in the UK to get it to you. The stretch goals they
stupid
did
Brexit.
Figures were Manny Faces, Buzz Off, Whiplash, Fisto, Faker, Mechaneck, Mantenna, Scareglow, Tongue Lasher, King Grayskull, Hero, Clamp Champ, Hero 2, which is the son of He-Man, Queen Grayskull.
Yeah, I always got that confused.
Yep, the Dice Tower is Castle Grayskull.
I don't want that so bad.
I know.
I'm so unhappy right now.
The core game for Fields of Eternia came with She-Ra, He-Man, Man-at-Arms, Teela, Ram-Man, 15 universe, yeah, Master Generic. Universe soldiers that are basically look like
they're
chess
busts.
Pawns.
Yeah, they're busts. They look like chess pawns.
Yeah,
you're right.
Skeletor, Merman, Beastman, Trapjaw, Evil-Lyn, Triclops, Evil Warrior soldiers, which are the
robots. Yeah.
And then there were some expansions they did. yeah, both of these gameplays I'm not really excited about.
I care nothing about anything but having a dice tower that looks like Castle
Grayskull. Yeah, I know. That was pretty great. I'm like, oh,
why
yeah.
can't Seamon do that? Stupid Seamon.
They might.
You smell like poop, Seamon.
You smell like poop, Seamon.
Sea poop.
The Rise of the Snake Men was one of their expansions.
Okay.
Which is just a game of traps, but it's came with Lady Slither, which is a real deep cut.
Apparently.
King Hiss, Fangor, Squeeze, Cobra Khan, Rattler, and a bunch of Snake Men soldiers. And then, of course, a bunch of cards and all that shit, like everything they have. And then there is a Spell of Separation, which brings the Evil Horde into it. So Grizzlor, Hordak, Scorpia, Shadow Weaver, Leech, Catra, Horde soldiers. And that might be it. Yeah. So they just did the three, the two expansions of the base game. So, yeah. I mean, it's like the collector's set was only £149,
which was that's like $300.
Yeah, it was. It is, but yeah, it's expensive. So, it's pretty cool. I mean, I think the UK one plays more like a map control game, which we played many of those where you're like basically, you know, almost like some of your classic games like Shogun and Axis and Allies. I think the gameplay for that is closer to that idea.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the American version from Seamon looks like it plays more like HeroScape.
Okay. I figured it, based on the NPC descriptions, I figured it would be more like Moloch.
It does seem like it plays Moloch, but it looks kind of like HeroScape in the design of some of the things. So I have not watched the playthrough videos on here. I need to, but I just have not got around to doing it. So Yeah, I mean, if you sit on this page and watch long enough, the number just keeps rolling. Like every 5 to 7 minutes, the pledges are accounted for, and it just either it'll go up or if people drop out, it goes down, which is super weird. Because this morning it was sitting at like $857,000, and I think by the end of the day today, by tonight, by midnight, it'll be at $1 million. Because they knew announcing that expansion was going to boost pledges because more people were going to pledge. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll wait until the very last day to probably pledge, just depending on, I'm like, you know, do I want to spend that much money or not? I want it. I want to get it. I think it's going to be one of those games, like Dave said, if you want to get it and you decide not to and miss out,
Yeah, it's going to be ugly.
And our buddy Brad said, I got this notification trying to see what the difference is between this one and the GameFound one, which is the UK. So I get a feeling Brad will probably buy both versions.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Poor Brad.
And our buddy John is like, me, every time CMON rolls out a big new Kickstarter for a product that doesn't grab me at all, oh, thank God. Which I feel his pain. CMON does some good work, though. Some of their games are not playable, are not the greatest to play. Rise of Moloch's was really good. I liked it. I thought it was. I know Zombicide. While Dave is not a fan of zombie stuff, I know that game is very, very popular.
It's just that I've burned out on it.
Yeah, I know that game is extremely, extremely popular, and people like we talked about it. I think maybe a week or so ago that they were going to do a Thundercats game pack for Zombicide. There was something else they were going to do too. A Thundercats one and something else.
I don't remember what we're talking about. Yeah. Dude, I don't remember us talking about board games at the beginning of the show. So I don't, you know, I'm not saying
old,
you're wrong.
Old Dave.
I am super
His
old.
Brain is gone.
Well, I'm also like, you got to understand. You realize I am on eBay even as we speak.
I know.
And I am not getting any luck
for the Archon one.
There is no love. There is no joy in Mudville.
Oh, weak. We'll keep checking. You never know. Fuck. You'll probably have to wait till it actually ships, and then people will be like, I don't want this, and they'll start selling. That's what happened with Star Wars Talisman when it released.
You pre-ordered
that. Yeah, that's right.
So I ended up with two copies because I pre-ordered it and it took forever and that guy just disappeared off the face of the earth.
And then he shipped it anyway.
Yes,
after
which
you
was
had
cool.
bought the first one.
Which was
the
good because the second one, but the first one came like dinged up.
Yes. You sold that to Brad, didn't you?
I did sell it to Brad.
Yeah, that's right. Brad bought it.
Brad was like,
yeah, I want that.
Yeah.
So it's awesome. We need to play that one of these days.
Didn't we?
We have not played Star Wars Talisman.
Yeah, it focuses too heavily on the new trilogy.
I know, but I still want to play it. After I leave here, I'm going to go to Barnes & Noble and see if they've marked down our copies of friggin' Kingdom Hearts Talisman.
Our copies!
Because there's like
nine... Oh, you meant in Springfield.
Yeah, in Springfield. There's like 9 copies on the shelf, and those people swore to me. They're like, oh yeah, we do that based on how many we have. You have 9 copies. Mark that shit down.
Well, the thing is, the 10th one sold, so we figure it's a hot item.
Mr. Lucas, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah, I agreed to do the Talisman game, but only in England.
I watched a...
I hate everyone in America.
I had forgotten this had happened.
You made me rich and successful.
But when Robot Chicken was working with Lucas doing the Star Wars stuff,
yeah.
They did a video, like a joke video, where they're in a meeting with Lucas, and somebody came in, asked, like one of the writers came in asking about Mara Jade.
Yeah, oh, that was a joke?
Yeah, that was a joke.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've seen that video.
Yeah, that was a joke. Because that's the most animated I've ever seen George Lucas in my life.
Yeah.
I was like, I want to see more of that George Lucas. Like, holy shit. Because all that behind-the-scenes stuff with the prequels, he's like that, I think...
Well, no, he's sitting in his little director chair over here drinking his coffee.
Yeah, yeah.
Like looking at monitors, not looking at the actors.
Yeah,
yeah, that's the whole third Plinkett review. It's talking about how he is just so distanced
from everything.
And so passionless.
Yeah.
Shot, reverse shot.
But what's interesting now is that he's like heavily involved in like The Mandalorian. And yeah, he's been on set a lot for The Mandalorian. Yeah. So. And apparently season 3 is done shooting.
Oh, good.
Like they wrapped up season. They wrapped up shooting.
Good. I have mixed feelings. You know, I had mixed feelings about season 2 and I loved it. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt. I'm just like.
Go along for the ride.
I know, but my baby Yoder's gone.
Oh.
I miss him.
Grogu will be back.
And I give 2 shits about this whole. You know, King of Mandalore,
Dark Saber
bullshit. I wanted fun space adventures, not, you know, Dave Filoni's masturbatory lore dump.
Eh.
I assume that's what we'll get. Hopefully, Book of Boba Fett is all about him taking over the Star Wars. Like, him taking over the Star Wars underworld.
Underworld is amazing.
That would be hot shit.
Yeah,
that's I would
amazing.
Love that.
Yeah.
I hope that's what it is.
He's the new Jabba, yes.
Well, we'll see. Yeah, that was the ending.
We'll see. It's supposed to be out this Christmas.
Fingers crossed, man. Like I said, I was a little iffy about season two and adored it. So.
Yes, exactly.
As much as I complain about Filoni, he does have my attention.
Yes.
I will give him the benefit of the doubt.
Well, gang, we'll be back next week with an all-new show.
Okay.
We'll talk more about see where Master Universe game is from CMON, see how far they've come and see what they've revealed.
Probably whine about the Grayskull Dice Tower.
Yep, probably. Yep.
That sounds like me.
But we'll be back next week, gang, with an all-new show, so make sure you tune in then. Until then, David...
Don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
The Toy Bar Peeps is closed. Peace out.